90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
When someone tells me they're from Massachusetts, now I always ask what part. I wonder if you kept the pilgrim ashtray that still props on your bar cart. With the chain you bought me, but damn, it's not for sale. When someone asks me who's my favorite Batman, I'll think of you and say Christian Bale.
Everyone, you are listening to Richard's show on CJSF 19.1 FM. We are broadcasting live from the beautiful Burnaby campus of Simon Fraser University on the unceded coastal Salish territories of the Squamish and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. It's 11 a.m. on Saturday, January 24th. Today we are going to switch gears. Usually we talk about the finance, law issue, and traffic, psychology. But now, today we are talking about the machine you live in, your body. Have compiled 15 medical and health tips that are easy to use in daily life. Some you might know, but some might save you a lot of pain later. I also want to hear from you. If you have a health tip that changed your life, you can call me in at the studio during the music playing time. It's 778-782-2573. Let's start the hour with some music. The first one I choose for you is the soundtrack called Down the Line by Amanda Roman.
Two years old.
strangers. Would I know them? Would they know me? Where the red river meets the Assiniboine, I left all the white pines behind. Holding on to memories of another time, waiting for that train down the line. I'm waiting for
Welcome back. Let's dive into our list of 15 tips. The tip number one, hydration. The thirst rule. Many of us wait until we feel thirsty to drink water. Medical experts say that by the time you feel thirsty, you are already mildly dehydrated. Carry a water bottle. If your lips are dry, drink. The tip number two is the 20-20-20 rule. We are all staring at screens, computers, phones, tablets. This causes eye strain. The rule is simple. Every 20 minutes, look at something 20 feet away for 20 seconds. It resets your eye muscles. So that relates to one of the topics when I started my very first show. I discussed the screen time and how the digital devices has affected the young children and young students, and how that their academic performance has been badly affected by the screen time. Right, so this tip is saying, hey, every 20 minutes when you are looking through the TikTok, looking through the YouTube, take a pause and look at something else to relieve your muscle. One special case is when you are in a cinema. I recently visited a therapist, and he suggested me that when you work, you sit straight, and by sitting straight, and when you are using computers or write things, you are supposed to get up and drink water or do something else every at least 45 minutes or 30 minutes. Yeah, that's also a way to help your spine and the neck. And the tip number three is before we go to tip number three, let's listen to a soundtrack. The soundtrack is called Looming Rain by Arc de Soleil. Hello, welcome back. The tip number 3 is sun cream in winter. Here in Vancouver, it's cloudy a lot, but UV rays go right through clouds. If you want to prevent wrinkles and skin cancer later in life,Wear sunscreen on your face every day, even in January. That's for the sunscreen in winter. The tip number 4 is vitamin D. Speaking of the sun, we don't get enough of it here in the winter. Most Canadians are vitamin D deficient. taking a daily supplement can help your immune system and your mood. Next, we are going to listen a song track called Almond Roomba by Ali Bello and the Charanga Syndicate. welcome back. I like this artist's work. His name is Ali Bello. In the photo of this album, I see that he sitting here holding a violin, and the elbow is resting on a drum, on top of the drum there is a clarinet and another traditional instrument in their country. We can hear a clear Latino enthusiasm in his work. Yeah, I like that music piece. So back here, you are listening to CJSF 19.1 FM. I'm Richard, and we are talking about health. So the tip number 5 is the 60-60 rule of earbuds. Hearing loss is permanent. If you use headphones, follow the 60-60 rule. Listen at no more than 60% volume for no more than 60 minutes at a time. Yeah, that's what I am doing now. In the recording studio, the headphone here, they have 10 value. Now I only tuning to value 1, the level 1 of the volume. I feel comfortable with this volume with my headset for no more than 60 minutes at a time. My show is only 60 minutes, so it will kick me out after 6 minutes, so I don't need to worry about that. In my other daily lifetime, I do not use earphone much. Sometimes in the library, I will wear earbuds, the wireless earbuds for music background. But yeah, since I take a break every 25 minutes, 35 minutes, so it will force me to take off this earbuds. Okay, continue on to tip number 6. Floss your teeth. This isn't just for your smile. Inflammation in your gums has been linked to heart disease. Flossing daily might actually help your heart. Yeah, that's one of the tips from my dentist in my early years. I was not brought up using floss every day, not until I went to university and start to learn the hygiene of tooth and start to take care of that. The tip number 7 is the text neck. When you look down at your phone, your head exerts about 60 pounds of force on your neck span. Try to hold your phone up at eye level instead of looking down. Your neck will thank you. Yeah, that's a pretty common phenomenon on the bus, on SkyTrain, also in SFU Burnaby campus. We see people looking through their phone every day. They bow their head to text so that they can keep their privacy. But it's not a healthy way to do that. Maybe try a little bit for the change. That reminds me of one book. The book is called Atomic Habits. That's the top one book in the library borrowing out record in Toronto in 2025. After I heard this news, I requested a hold to the library of Surrey, and I borrowed that book. The English version has all gone out, has all borrowed outside, borrowed the Chinese version. But I like that idea. It says that the habits can add up. One small change of a habit, by implementing it throughout the year, it will get the compound interest, and it will help to smooth the next habit you are going to form. And if you are consistent enough to do it for the whole life, it benefits like 100 times or 100 folds of the